शलाकया सक्षुर्मन्वितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपरमायं ददाति स्वभ्रान्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पञ्चाकल्पतरूपेश्च कृपा सिन्धुर्भवेश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भारतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नयश्रीः
रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 3 चाप्टर् 25 The title of the chapter is The Glories of Devotional Service. Text number 28. Devahutir Uvacha.
Devahutir Uvacha.
Devahutir Uvacha.
Devahutir Uvacha.
Kachitvai Uchita Bhakti.
Kachitvai Uchita Bhakti.
Immediately. Anvasanavai.
Anvasanavai.
Shall attain.
Shall attain.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
On hearing this statement of the Lord, Devahuti inquired, what kind of devotional service is worth developing and practicing to help me easily and immediately attain the service of your lotus feet? Translation responsibly, please. On hearing this statement of the Lord,
Devahuti inquired,
what kind of devotional service
is worth developing
and practicing to help me
easily and immediately
attain the service of your lotus feet? It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that no one is barred from rendering service to the Lord. Whether one is a woman, a laborer, or a merchant, if he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, he is promoted to the highest perfectional state and goes back home, back to Godhead. The devotional service most suitable for different type of devotee is determined and fixed by the mercy of the spiritual master. Devahuti uvacha, kachit tvayi uchita bhakti, idrishi amagochara, yaya padante nirvanam, anjasa anvasanavaham. On hearing the statement of the Lord, Devahuti inquired, what kind of devotional service is worth developing and practicing to help me easily and immediately attain the service of your lotus feet? So here in this Srimad Bhagavatam section where Kapila Muni, son of Devahuti, so he is trying to explain about the process of devotional service, and here Mother Devahuti is also inquiring very, very submissive. So this is the process. The process is, as Prabhupada explains in the different places, like Arjuna was also in perplexity. What was the perplexity for Arjuna? What was the perplexity?
Whether to battle,
to kill all the king's men. This is his perplexity. So, when we are in perplexity, what we are supposed to do is we have to approach an authority. Not that we are in perplexity, so we continue to remain in perplexity and then continue to suffer, continue to speculate. No need of that. When we are in difficulty, then we are supposed to take help. That we do everywhere. Don't we do? We do everywhere. Wherever there is some necessity, we take some help. The same way, the spiritual life also. Material life, we take help, no problem. Wherever we go, we take help. Same way, the spiritual life also, we have to take help. So here, Arjuna, when he was in the difficult situation, perplexed situation, he took shelter of Lord Krishna. Sishyasteham, you know the slogan? Sishyasteham, Swam, Prapadna. Do you know that? Can you
tell?
Okay. So he knows everything, but it's just a little bit of a shyness. So here, Arjuna, when he had a difficulty, he immediately, yes, he argued so many things, but Krishna said, no, this thing is not going to be helpful. Then he surrendered to Krishna. Sishyasteham sadhimam tvam praparnam. So then the talk started. Then Krishna gave all these instructions. So here also, even though Mother Devahuti is mother, Kapil Dev is only son, but still she is not saying, oh, what is this, what my son knows. No, she is not thinking like that. Yes, she knows son is a supreme lord, and then she is asking these wonderful questions for our benefit actually. It's not like Mother Devahuti's benefit. Devahuti is already liberated. No problem for Devahuti. So like same problem with Arjuna. Arjuna no problem. Devahuti also no problem. But to give us the understanding, to give us the benediction. So she is asking these questions here. And Srila Prabhupada also explains. This is the duty. Duty of the disciple is to approach a guru. Actually before that, first of all we have to, this life, human life, what is given? What is the purpose of this human life? Most of the people think the human life is for enjoyment. Correct? For them, there is no other thinking. The human life is meant for enjoyment. Yeah, we also agree. We are not saying that the human life is meant for suffering. Human life is meant for enjoyment. We also agree on that. But this human form of life, that is why Vedanta Sutra, Vedic scripture says, Adato Brahma Jigyasa, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. All these Vedic aphorisms are there to give us the understanding this human form of life is different from the animal form of life or the lower forms of life. The animal forms of life, the lower forms of the life, they do not have the facility to inquire about this absolute truth. They don't have the facility. Even we don't have the facility. Only 20 people are here. Most of the people are there somewhere else doing something else. Correct? Because this is the Jivasya Tattva Jignyasa. Jignyasa means we have to inquire. This inquiring propensity has to be there. That is the purpose of this human form of life. If that purpose is not fulfilled, then we are wasting our time. Srimad Bhagavatam is very heavy. It's not like it does not spare anything. It just says, it's not like a, whatever you do, whatever your activities you do, if that does not evoke your attraction towards the Supreme Lord, Srama Evaihi Kevalam. Very simple. You may be president, you may be prime minister, you may be a chaprasi, you may be a sweeper, whatever you may be, if you are by your activities, if you do not develop an attraction towards the Supreme Lord, your activities are useless labor. People will get offended. Oy. You say, you mean to say my activities are useless labor? I am not saying that. Bhagavatam says this. Because why? Because all the activities we do, again and again, again and again, again and again, we do this activity. Punat sharvita charvaranam. Shri Prahlad Maharaj says in Srimad Bhagavatam, again chewing the chew, the same activities are continued. So this human form of life is given where we can put an end to this thing. That is why Devahuti is asking, how can I put an end to this material existence? Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This continues, this cycle continues forever. Here only we can take a detour. Here only in the human form of life, we can take a detour. There is an opportunity, there is a guru, there is an opportunity where we can understand who we are. Who is God? Where did I come from? Where am I going to? All these questions, that is what the inquiry is all about. That is what Adato Brahma Jignyasa. Because these are all the questions they have asked. Instead of that, all other questions they are asking. What is the price of this? How this is going? How the market is going? How the cricket is going? How the stock market is going? How the Matthew Tornado is going? These things are all we are inquiring. Every minute we are inquiring about all these things. Checking all this Google newspaper edition, everything we are checking, but nobody is thinking, am I suffering here in this material world? What is my constitutional position? What am I supposed to do? How am I put an end to all these problems? Nobody wants to think about it. They think these are all Arjuna, Huti Devi, the Devahuti, all these people, let them think about all these things. We'll think about all these other things. And this is our problem actually. This is what Prabhupada says, this human form of life is meant for this inquiring about these things. So here, Mother Devahuti demonstrates how she is inquiring. She is also inquiring and she is asking about very, very interesting questions. Very, very interesting for our benefit. What she is asking, very important thing is, it is on hearing the statements of the Lord, Devahuti inquired, what kind of devotional service is worth developing? What kind of devotional service is worth developing and practicing to help me easily and immediately attain the service of your lotus feet? Easily and immediately. So this is what everybody... So this hankering has to be there. Hankering. This hankering has to be there. What is a hankering? Like if this time is there, 9 o'clock means prasadam, late, doors are open. So the hankering is there. Now we have to go. What is this fellow talking here? So this hankering has to be there. Yes, I want to put an end to this. Because if the hankering is not there, then we are not enthused to follow the person. Because sometimes people say, oh yeah, Krishna says, yes, all these things are there, but let me enjoy. Again, let me enjoy. See, this is not going to solve the problem. This will continue the problem. That is why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasresu. Out of many thousands of people, only one person knows, wants to know about these things. Not many people. How మనుష్యానాం సహస్రేషు కశ్చిన్ యతతి సిద్ధయే యతతామపి సిద్ధానాం కశ్చిన్ మాం యోవేతి తత్వత. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఓన్లీ వన్ పర్సన్ మే ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్, అండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద సో మెనీ పీపుల్ అండ్ హార్డ్లీ వన్ పర్సన్ నోస్ ది ట్రూత్. కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ వెరీ టాల్ ఆర్డర్, వెరీ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్, బట్ స్టిల్ వి హావ్ టు ఫాలో. That is why Mother Devahuti is explaining here what is the process of, what kind of devotional service is worth developing and practicing to help me easily and immediately attain the service of the lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada kindly explains that. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that no one is barred from rendering service to the Lord. So, where Krishna says no one is barred, Saravali, Prakriti, all the pandits are here. Prakriti, do you know the sloka? What is the sloka? That's it. All the purports of the Vedic system, everything is concluded. యోగీనామపి సర్వేషా మధ్యతే అంతరాత్మన శ్రద్ధావాన్ భజతే యో మాం తమే యుక్త సమే యుక్త తమో మహ. కృష్ణ సేస్ హు ఇస్ దట్ యోగి? ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ మీ, ఆల్వేస్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ మీ, దెన్ హీ ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద యోగిస్. హీ సేస్ సో హియర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద సేస్ వెదర్ వన్ ఇస్ అ ఉమెన్ ఆర్ అ లేబర్ ఆర్ అ మర్చెంట్, ఇఫ్ హీ ఎంగేజెస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ద లార్డ్, హీ ఇస్ ప్రమోటెడ్ టు ద హైయెస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్షనల్ స్టేజ్. కారావళి, యు వాంట్ టు సే ద శ్లోక? No? There is one sloka, Bhagavad Gita, what Srila Prabhupada refers. If children know, that they can say, otherwise bigger children can say. Where is Krishna saying that? Because when we read Bhagavad Gita, when we read Bhagavatam, we have to cross reference. We have to know what Prabhupada says. Oh, Prabhupada keeps on saying something. No, not like that. Prabhupada says means immediately we go and check what Prabhupada says. So where is Prabhupada? What is Prabhupada saying here? Where like Krishna says about that anybody can take the devotional service? That sloka she didn't learn it. Maam hi paata vipasritya he bishu apayoreha sriya sudra sriya vaishya tata sudra thebiyanti paramgatim. In 9th chapter Krishna says that nobody is bar, everybody can participate. It's not, you know, this is high class, this is a low class. No class, every class is like everybody can come to devotional service. So that is Krishna's mercy, everybody can participate in devotional service. Nobody is barred actually. So here, Mother Devahuti, she thinks, I am woman. But she is going to continue the discussion. But again, for today's discussion, so that's why Srila Prabhupada says, whether one is a woman, or a laborer, or a merchant, or if he engages himself in devotional service to the Lord, he is promoted to the highest perfectional state and goes back home, back to Godhead. So this is the process. So the process is, first, we have to approach a guru. Already she has approached, no problem. Kapila Muni, greatly qualified personality, and then Kapila Muni is even greater, he is the Supreme Lord himself. So already approached. And then this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, this is the process. What is the process? Guru Krishna Prasadevai Bhakti Lata Bhish. So this is the way we have to get the knowledge. తద్విధి ప్రతిపాదన పరిప్రశ్న సేవయ ఉపదేక్షతి దే జ్ఞానం జ్ఞానిన తత్వదర్శిన. దిస్ ఈస్ ద ప్రాసెస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ లైక్ దిస్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ ఓకే ఓ ఐ హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ సంథింగ్ ఐ కీప్ ఆన్ స్పెక్యులేటింగ్. దిస్ వాట్ హ్యాపనింగ్ నౌ. వి కీప్ ఆన్ స్పెక్యులేటింగ్ ఫర్ యాంగ్స్ యా స్పెక్యులేటింగ్. ఆల్ ద గ్రేట్ అథారిటీస్ రామానుజాచార్య మధ్వాచార్య అండ్ ఆల్ ద శంకరాచార్య నిబారక స్వామి ఆల్ ది గ్రేట్ గ్రేట్ అథారిటీస్ హావ్ కన్క్లూషన్ గివెన్ ద కన్క్లూషన్ given this is a conclusion. Okay, now we are researching. We keep on researching. What is the need of this research? Already they have researched. They are full-time spiritualists. We are only part-time, only 15-20 minutes a day we get for spiritual. We are researching. And we are keep on researching. And then we want to find the conclusion. Already all the great authorities have given this conclusion. Bhajagovindam. This is like Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All these great personalities, like Brahma has said, like Shiva has said, all the Devata, everybody has said, now I am researching. This is a foolishness. What is the need of research? Already the research has been done. Now we have to follow the process. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, whatever this thing authorities are given, now we have to take this thing, the cream, and then we have to follow the process. Otherwise, we are wasting our time.
So there's no need of all this big research is not needed. So here, so this Devahuti, Mother Devahuti is rightly doing that. Directly asking Kapila Dev, please explain what kind of process, devotional service, what kind of devotional service should I perform? And what kind of things I can perform so that I can attain your lotus feet immediately, easily and immediately. So this is the part. Devotional service itself is like that only. In 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this is like a susuttam kartam avyayam. Devotional service is not a very laborious thing. In Hindi they say pahad tod, like breaking the big mountain. It's not a devotional service, it's not like a breaking the mountain type of work. It's a very simple work. What is a simple work? Just chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna prasad, which is difficult. No difficulty. And then reading, and then dancing, and then going out, and then coming again for the next round of filling up the tank. We come 12 o'clock, after the 6 o'clock, and all, we have so many engagements for us, so many engagements are there, there is no difficulty. So this is what we have to, easy process we have to take. That's why Mother Devahuti, easy process. She is not asking for, now you have to go to Suchal Deshe, Pratishtabhyam, you have to go to the secluded place, you have to concentrate on the tip of the nose, you have to keep on meditating. No, all these things are not possible now. Very difficult. What can you do? Where can you go to the secluded place? There is no secluded place here. And you have to go to the place, the sea should not be too high or too low. What do you mean by that? Too high, too low. And you have to keep on meditating at the tip of the nose. And your eyes should be half closed. If you full close, you will sleep. And if you are half closed, then there is some chance of full close, full open means then you will go into complete maya also. So this, all the problems are there. That is why this is not possible. So that is why Mother Devahuti is asking for easy process.
Easy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give easy process. When Prakashananda Saraswati, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Benares, he was asking, you are a sannyasi. Why you are chanting this Mahamantra like a sentimentalist? He was asking, you are supposed to read Vedanta Sutra. You are sannyasi, you are supposed to read Vedanta Sutra. Why are you reading all this? Why are you chanting Hare Krishna like a sentimentalist? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, Guru More Murka Deki Karila Sasa. My guru looked at me and said, you are a fool, you don't meddle with all this Vedanta Sutra and all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a fool. He is taking our position. Like he is taking like a, we are most of, at least I can say for me, I am a fool. So he is taking our position that I am a fool. So that's why my guru, he did that shasan, that you don't meddle with all this Vedanta Sutra and all these things. This is not your adhika. You just chant Hare Krishna. Take Krishna Prasad. This type of things only sufficient. So that is what we have. That's why, what kind of devotional service? So here, Mother Devahuti is asking, what kind of devotional service is more suitable? Sorry, what kind of devotional service is, devotional service of the Lord is promoted to the higher professional state and that goes back to God. So there are devotional service, there are different steps are there. You know, more two pandits have joined actually. What are the 9 steps of devotional service? Oh, you know that. You want to, can you tell any one of you? You know that? Savanam Kirtanam. I will give a clue. You know that? So let us say together. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanam Pada Sevanam. Archanam Vandanam Dasyam. Sakyam Atmanivedanam. So, 9 steps of devotional. 9 angas are there. 9 steps of devotional service are there. So this 9 steps of devotional service, you can do all the 9 or any one of them. Correct? It's not like it's not no restriction like a, oh yeah, I can't do 9 will be too difficult. Okay, too difficult. Do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Any one of them you can do. This is beauty. Because in the scriptures we find the instructions how this devotional service is so wonderful that all these 9 steps of devotional service people have perfected and different personalities have perfected these 9 steps of devotional service. Shravanam. What is Shravanam? Hearing. And who perfected hearing? One person, he perfected hearing. He, the whole life he heard only.
Parikshit Maharaj, very good. I think you are also now liberated now.
Parikshit Maharaj. Now, Shravanam and Kirtanam. Who did Kirtanam? So Parikshit Maharaj has to hear, but somebody has to speak. No, no, not liberate. You are already liberated. You are next one. You are liberated others. Yes. Who?
Example.
Who did? Who was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj? I think Prakriti can come friend actually. Mataji, send Prakriti friend. No, she doesn't want to come. Okay, that's all. Yes, Sukadev Goswami. See, Sukadev Goswami spoke and Maharaj Parikshit was hearing. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Prakriti only has to tell. Who is Prakriti? Who did Vishnu Smaranam always? Okay. Okay, no problem. Yes? You know that? Prahlad Maharaj, see, somebody has to say, see, now you are all defeated now. Very careful actually, we have competition there. So Prahlad Maharaj, Vishnu Smaranam, then, what is the next? Padasevanam. Padasevanam, nobody can compete actually, there is only one person. One person only can do Padasevanam, best way. Who is that? Lakshmi Devi. Now we all should know, now we are all celebrating Navaratri. We should know. Parasevanam, best personalities. Parasevanam is Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi. Lakshmi Devi is there. And then Parasevanam, then Archanam. Archanam. Who is Archanam? Who is the best personality? There are so many people are doing Archanam, but Shastra refers to some certain people. Akrura. Akrura prayers. Yeah. Yeah. Archanam. I don't know. What is the Pandit's? What the Pandit's are thinking?
Ambarish.
Ambarish Maharaj is there. Wait for Ambarish is last action. Who is Archanam? Sorry. Who is? Prithu Maharaj. Yeah. Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj. I heard prayers, but it doesn't matter. Prithu Maharaj. Yes. And then what else? Vandanam. Archanam. Vandanam. Vandanam. Prayer. I think that's what Vandanam was. I don't know. Who? Any? Mahatma Prabhu? No. I'm asking for Vandanam. Okay, now let's settle this problem. Ambarish Maharaj is Atma Nivedanam. Let us not come. Let us not bring Ambarish Maharaj like, let us go. Sometimes when you have the objective type of questions, you have to do it in the first elimination. Most of the time we don't know the answer. This may not be the answer, that may not be the answer. Okay, that is the answer. You have to do like that. What to do like that? Kali Yuga brains, like that. You have to do like that. So, okay, Ambarish Maharaj is started out. Right? No competition for Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj is Atma Nivedanam. Okay, and this Dasyam also started out. Anumanji and Arjuna, okay, they started out. There is no competition. Eh? What else is remaining there? Sakyam also Sakyam, Arjuna. Dasyam also Sakyam, Hanumanji. No problem. Now, who is remaining? Vandanam. Maybe then Akuru. Thank you very much for solving this perplexity. Very big perplexity. Sitting in the Mahavatam, we don't know what is the different personalities. Yeah, so these 9 steps of devotional services are there, and anyone can perform anything. It's not that, okay, this one only, this has to be done. Everything has to start from Shravanam. Because if you have a Shravanam is not there, then there is no possibility of the next Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, not coming. That's why Shravanam, first of all, we have to hear. By hearing only, we come to know about this. That's it, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tatshrunu. Tatshrunu, hear. You have to hear. Only see, hear, then only you know about that. But if you don't even hear, then, who is Krishna? And then you get to know about his pastime, his paraphernalia, entourage, everything. Everything starts from Shravanam. The Shravanam has to be there. We can't bypass Shravanam. So that is why the starting only Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Then only Shravanam, Kirtanam, if it is there, automatically Vishnu Smaranam will be there. So this is what. Any these 9 types of devotional service, anything can be taken. If you are interested, anything. All the 9 you can take. And if you can't do all of that, at least take one of them, two of them, three of them, any of them you can take. So then you can attain perfection. So that is why Mother Devahuti asking this question. what kind of devotional service should be performed, which can immediately grant us. So this is what devotional service is so wonderful. Krishna is called, what is Krishna's name? The one person name of Krishna. Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala. Correct? Bhakta Vatsala. What does Bhakta Vatsala mean? He is very, very affectionate towards the devotee. Krishna is not called the Yogi Vatsala, Karmi Vatsala, or Jnani Vatsala. No, Krishna is not called. He is called Bhakta Vatsala because he is so much attracted to the Bhakta. So there is a transcendental reciprocation between the Bhakta and his Bhavan. So Krishna is like that. So that is why he has given special mercy or special privilege for Bhakta. Bhakti Amam Vijanati. If you count in the Veda ways, how many times Krishna says the supremacy of Bhakti? You will be wondered. Like everywhere, Bhakti, Bhakti, Bhakti. Without Bhakti, nothing is possible. Even you have to, you may be a jnani, you may be a yogi, whatever you may be. If you don't add a little bit of Bhakti into that, then you can't get Krishna's face. No, it's not possible. Bhakti Amam Vijanati. Ananya, Bhakta, Bhakta Atu Ananya Sakya. Like you can demand that. Sitting the whole day, they talk about how many places the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna refers to Bhakti, the supremacy of Bhakti. That many things are there. So this is what we have to understand. The supreme thing is Bhakti. There is, we are not going to debate about whether Jnana or Yoga. No, we are not here to debate about it. After Bhakti, which step we have to follow? This is the question here. Here we are not sitting whether Jnana Yoga is better, Karma Yoga is better, Dhyana Yoga is better. No, that is already crossed. That trains have already gone, that discussions are already over. Now we have to come to the conclusion, Bhakti Yoga is the perfect. And out of this Bhakti Yoga, Mother Devotee is asking, what is the best process? What is the best process should I adopt? Whether should I do this, should I do that? So she is asking. So this is what the disciples who should be. Tad vijnanartham sa guru eva abhigacche sotriyam brahma nishtam. So you have to ask these questions from the guru. Not okay, the spiritual subject, where we have to ask the questions, how to, these are all the main problems, how to solve the main problems in life. These are the questions which we should address the spiritual master or the saintly person. Oh, this saintly person has come now, okay, better, okay, saintly person, you have come, very good, now I am going to, please give me a number so I can get a tax loan. No, this is not the question to ask the saintly person. Saintly person is a very lucky person, he gives the number, then immediately you will get that. Actually, you may not get actually. Saintly person will be the wrong number so that you will not get the translator. Because if you get translator, you will become mad and then you will forget Krishna. So that type of mercy is not needed. What we need is that we want the mercy so that we can engage in devotional service and go back home back to God. That opportunity is given in this human form of life. So Mother Devahuti is very kindly asking this question. And also, here, the problem is, you know, when you practice other yogas, other different yoga system, other things, then there is a chance of deviation. Because somebody is following the Jnana Yoga, somebody is performing Ashtanga Yoga. They go, you can go up to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. You can go up to that place also. But that, the problem here is, even you may go up to those places, still if you don't develop an attraction towards the Lord, then you can fall. So this is because there is no activity, there is no reciprocation, nothing is there. So then what will you do? See, like 1 second only, you can't keep quiet. 1 second only, like you can't keep on moving here, moving. Because spirit soul is active. It's so active that he can't remain aloof, he can't remain just not doing anything. Can you see any time? I mean, not 1 second only we can't do. And the spirit soul is supposed to be without any active action. It's not possible. That is why there has to be a positive engagement. That positive engagement is devotion. So if you are devoid of this positive engagement, if you are bereft of this positive engagement, then we have to fall down. Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka, Ene Aravindaksha Vimukta Manina Tvayasta Bhava Visuddha Buddhaya Arukya Krishena Padam Padanti Yata Anadhrita Yusmat Angraya. This is like even you may assume that I am in the Brahma Jyoti, I am liberated. You may assume anything. But since you have not developed a taste, you have not developed an attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Padanti Adha, again you have to fall down into this material world. This is the thing. So that is why we don't want to go that path. That path is very, very dangerous. very very dangerous. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, Kesho adigata rastesham avyakta chaktashetasam avyakta hi gadir duktam dehavadvir avavyate. This klesha adigata rastesham, adigatesha, already klesha, adiga klesha. What adiga klesha? Already we have so much klesha there, so much difficulties are there, even following 16 rounds, following the principle, there's so much difficulty. So you want to follow the other process where the difficulties are more. Jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, more difficulties are there. So the best process is like a bhakti yoga, because what happens is bhakti is called a klesha agni. Bhakti is called, devotion is a nectar of devotion, it is described. Bhakti is called klesha agni. It will destroy all these anarthas. Whatever anarthas we have, you can have a big list of anarthas, but bhakti is very potent that it can destroy all the anarthas. That is why bhakti process is very important. Not that, because other processes, Srila Prabhupada says, there are so many other processes, like prayaschitta, so many, because in Vedic system, so many processes are there. Like Parikshit Maharaj, Sudev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, he is giving all this description about the hellish planets and all these things. Finally, he says, now, before the death, what person has to perform? Atonement, prayaschitta. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking, this prayaschitta business does not seem to be very good, because the person performing prayaschitta, after that what happens is, after the next day, after performing prayaschitta, he is doing the same activity. So then he says, this is like a hati snan, elephant is taking bath. How the elephant will take bath, you know? Have you seen an elephant? First, in the zoo only. Yes. Then after that, what does he do that?
Take dust.
That he does. After that, when he comes to the land, what does he do? Okay, nothing wrong with you, because this is like a, you have not seen that type of elephant actually. So this is like a elephant, what if he takes bath, it will come to the bank and it will take the mud and dust and again put on the head. This is like a Kunchara Sauchava. Parikshit Maharaj is very, very alert. He is very, very intelligent person like you. He is asking, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, you are saying all this is very wonderful, but this is looks like the same activity. Sunday go for confession, Monday start the list again. What is the use? Like you went for Sunday for confession. Like, I'm not making any joke or anything. Only part. Every religion has a confession. Like you do this thing, you do this atonement, and then you do some dakshina, and then finished. No, that's why the devotee, the proper rebirth of this thing is still there, the sinful activity that is still there, that is not removed. Atonement is just like only what do they do here? The grass cutting, what is it? Lawn mowing only. After what happens after 1 month, everything comes again. But here it has to come, otherwise, your land will lose the value. If the grass is not growing, then it's all like a. Next time the people council will complain like this looks very ugly, and you change your this thing, like property value is all going down. So that they will complain. But devotional service is so potent, it removes the root level, it just takes it out. Anartha is taken. Anartha upasamam sarksha bhakti yogam adokshati. It completely takes out. Then again this thing will not come. That's why Parikshit Maharaj says this bhakti process is the only process. The atonement is okay, but it won't work actually. Because again the sinful propensity is still there inside the heart. The sinful propensity is there. So that is what the process. So and Krishna attaches so much importance for the bhakta. This one incident when Durvasa Muni offended Ambarish Maharaj. Everybody knows, correct? You know that? Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni went to all the places. He went to, first where did he go? Brahmaloka. Then Shivaloka. Then where did he go? Prakriti is in her own world. I think that's all right. So, finally he went to Narayan. Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, entrance. Up the entrance he went. He was such a powerful yogi, powerful jnani. He could go up to the entrance of everybody, he could not go inside. Why? Anger? I think this is very good answer. Yeah, because he is not a devotee, only a devotee can go into Vaikuntha. But he could see Lord Darshan. That's Darshan of he could have. So he's a very powerful person. So he said, your Sudarshan Chakra is like a, chasing me. Please help me. So what did Lord say? But Sudarshan Chakra is his, Vishnu's chakra only. Why can't he take it out? So, yes, what happened? He said, now you have offended my devotee. Best course of action, you Brahmana, the best course of action for you is you go and fall at the feet of Ambarisha Maharaj. If Ambarisha Maharaja forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra will go back. Otherwise, it will keep on following you. So, this is the Lord attaches so much importance for his devotee. Correct? Lord could have said, oh, Sudarshan, please come back. Lord could have done that, but he didn't want to. Why? Because he wants to teach the lesson to all these people, Durvasa Muni and all these different munis who want to chastise the devotees unnecessarily. This is the problem. If you do that, then you have to take forgiveness from them. So this is that Lord attaches so much importance for devotional service. And then Srila Prabhupada finally makes a wonderful point. The devotional service most suitable for different types of devotee is determined and fixed by the mercy of the spiritual master. See, one line Srila Prabhupada puts so much. This is like this small example is a small analogy. It's like a whole banyan tree. The whole banyan tree has to come, but the seed of the banyan tree is only the small seed. Okay? And the small seed, the whole infrastructure for the whole banyan tree is there. Okay? Same way, Prabhupada says very succinctly, the devotional service most suitable for different type of devotees is determined and fixed by the mercy of the spiritual master. So, how? Because the spiritual master knows. See, Vedic scriptures are like an encyclopedia. Vedic scriptures are like an encyclopedia. So if you want to study something, okay, get the encyclopedia. Do the encyclopedia, what will you do? Where will you start? Where will you end? Huh? First page.
No. You'll start in the index. To see which one you want.
But that you, first you should know where you should see, what you should see. How will you know? So vast. But Guru is the person who customizes them. Correct? We are on the computer, everybody understand. You have to customize something. If you don't customize, then how will you use this? Like even if you have a software. If you have a software, right? If the software, if it is in a very raw fashion, then you won't be able to use it. You have to make it very user-friendly. You have to make it very customized. Then only you can use it. So that action is done by Guru, spiritual master. Spiritual master, what he does is, the Vedic scriptures have so many instructions are there, so many details are there. Guru gives according to the propensity, according to the mood, according to the capacity of the disciple, he instructs accordingly. Sometimes, you know, like a, this is like a, you, instruction, Prabhupada sometimes, you give, Srila Prabhupada gives sometimes instructions like a, He was looking at one sannyasi. You are a sannyasi. Where are you going traveling around? You should hear and look after this man. Just Prabhupada turned around here. You are a sannyasi. Why are you sitting here? You should go and preach. Somebody hears this, you know, like they'll say, oh, what is this? Is it contradictory? No, it is not contradictory. It is very because Prabhupada knows the individual disciple. What is good for his devotional, he knows. So accordingly, he gives instruction. So we have to be very careful. So that is why there are general instructions are there. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna King Krishna Prasana, no meditating, no. The general principles nobody can. But individually, like how the disciple has to. So that is why Prabhupada says here, the devotional service which is most suitable for different types of devotees is determined and fixed by the mercy of the spiritual master. Sometimes there is always some confusion there. Sometimes people will say, oh, should I do book distribution? Should I do prasadam distribution? Should I do this one? Should I do that one? Different types of things will be there. So these things will be sorted out by the mercy of spiritual master, by the mercy of Vaishnava. So it is not like not that other thing is inferior or anything. Everything is important. Correct? Everything is needed. Everything is needed. Devotional service, nothing is lower, nothing is higher. You have to understand. A person who is sweeping the garden, or the person doing the deity worship, the person who is cooking, the person who is accounting, the person who is managing things, everybody is important. If one person is missing also, then nothing will work. Correct? In a prasadam person, 8% didn't turn up. You may give big, big philosophy, half an hour, 1 hour, we can talk. But after that, then 9 o'clock, the bell will ring. Ding, 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 ding. Where is the kitchen? Where is halwa? Where is pasta? Where is pizza? All these things will talk. But then we need that also. See, that person says, like, somebody would say, oh, devotion, here class is more important, giving class, kitchen is another, then that's another job. What can you do? That won't work. Everything is needed. So devotional service means, like, everybody is, it's like, nothing is inferior. Krishna says, Krishna, for us it may be inferior, superior. We may think like that. But from Krishna's point of view, nothing is inferior, nothing is superior. Like we have this great example where Lord Ramachandramurti was building the bridge, and Hanumanji was throwing big, big boulders. Correct? What was he throwing? You're here only?
No.
Okay, no, you're here. You're listening or I'm asking? So he was throwing boulders. Okay? What that small, sometimes squirrel, spider, different versions are there. Both are true. You don't have to argue on that. So the squirrel is throwing little bit of taking bath in that ocean and get some sand and put the sand. So Hanumanji said, get out. Yeah, I'm just throwing all the boulders and you'll get killed. So Lord Ramachandramurti said, my dear Hanuman, your service is also equally important, and the squirrel, according to squirrel's capacity, is doing his service. So that is also very pleasing to me. So that is Lord's will. So that's why we should always take this mood that Lord, he's the quantity. We have to maintain the quantity also, but not that, okay, according to my capacity, what I have to do, we can do a little bit more. Sometimes we according to them do that only. No, you have to stretch a little bit more. Otherwise, we'll be sitting there, oh yeah, that's it. No, we have to, in devotional service, we have to take a little bit of risk. Risk is needed. Some risk is needed. So we take some risk and then for pleasing Krishna. That way, like, so this type of risk when somebody takes, so Krishna says, that bhakta becomes very, very dear to him. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, end of Bhagavad Gita. So do you remember the sloka where Krishna says, very, very, very dear to him. Krishna? You know? Krishna says, those who preach this knowledge, give this knowledge to others, they become very, very dear. I also forgot this one, so don't have to worry. I also forgot this one. So this is what Krishna's this thing. Krishna is very, very merciful. The person who preaches this knowledge, who gives the knowledge, because he is doing Krishna karma, he is doing activities for his Krishna. So that is why Krishna is always ready to look after him. Always look after him. Always gives this. So this is the benediction given to the devotees. So we can see how this devotional service, Mother Devahuti is clarifying so many things for us. Yes, devotional service is like by devotional service only we can put an end to this Janma Samsara Chakra. Otherwise we can't put an end. And then this is the one which is easily and immediately we can attain the perfection. And what kind of devotional service we have to do? 9 steps of devotional service are discussed, and then out of the 9, either you can perform all the 9 or any one of them is equally important. But it has to start from Shravana. First we have to hear, then only we get some appreciation of Krishna, who is Krishna, and then what are his pastimes. Then we can try to engage in his devotional service. And the devotional service most suitable for the devotee is given by the mercy of Guru. Guru customizes, even though there are so many things are there, Guru says, yes, you do this act. Guru's business is, Guru is like a personal guide. Correct? Who comes with you? He gives all the instruction. Actually, Paramatma is there also. Paramatma is giving guidance, but sometimes our frequency is out of order if we don't listen to Paramatma. So Paramatma says, do this, and we do something else. Okay, sometimes we don't listen to Paramatma. So, Guru gives them instruction. Yes, this is suitable. Guru understands that. That's why Srila Prabhupada always says, before taking the initiation, the Guru also studies the disciple, and the disciple also, not in the study in the sense, he also listens to the Guru and what are the instructions. Accordingly, Guru gives, then he can, like you go to the doctor, I have some problem, okay, the doctor is there, okay, you have the whole shelf full of medicines, take any medicine. No, it won't work actually. And that medicine, accordingly, whatever your disease, accordingly you have to take medicine. So many instructions are in the Vedic scripture. But Guru takes this, customizes that and gives in a capsule form so that the devotee can follow. You give all the instruction, all the whole Hari Bhakti Vilas, whole book is there, okay, follow this. Finish. You won't even get up actually next day. That many instructions are there, if you start following all of them, it may not be possible. So Guru said, this is primary. This is a major instruction. There are then upa instruction. Then these are all the next level. These are all the instructions. But the primary instructions we have to follow. So that is what the Guru's role, Guru gives you, customizes it. So Prabhupada says here, the last sentence, the devotional service most suitable for different types of devotees is determined and fixed by the mercy of the spiritual master. So the spiritual master is very, very kind, and he understands the mood of the disciple, understands the capacity what he can do. Accordingly, yes, you do this. Slowly increase it. This is what the spiritual master. So we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, anything else? Hare Krishna. Thank you. Prabhu, Mahatma Prabhu, any Prabhu.
Prabhu, I'd just like to know how Chanchala affects the devotees and
how?
Chanchala?
Chanchala.
Lakshmi's.
Chanchala, yes.
Chanchala.
Yes.
I'd like to know
how she affects
her service in devotional service.
I think Prabhu is asking how Chanchala, Lakshmi Devi, affects devotees.
Devotees and fruitive workers.
Yeah, Chanchala. How Lakshmi Devi affects. So it's very. Are you ready for another class? this subject matter we can. This is a whole class we can discuss about this. Anyway, in cracks, yeah, Lakshmi Devi gas. It's a very good question you asked, because in Navratri, yeah, today is a Saraswati Puja, so you asked this question. I'm very happy. So Chanchala, Lakshmi Devi has a name, Chanchala. Lakshmi Devi's name, another name is Chanchala. Chanchala means, you know, she does not stay in one place. We know that. Correct? Like one person is a pauper, the other person is a millionaire, the other person becomes a pauper. So it's like it keeps on. She is not staying in one place. She is a Chanchala. But she stays in one place as a sthira vasa. Always she sits there. She does not move from that place. What is that place?
Lotus.
She's always, when Narayana is there, when Lord Narayana is there, and Lakshmi Devi automatically there. Lakshmi Nivas, always she there, she is there. So that means when somebody wants to, actually most of the people want Kataksha, Lakshmi Kataksha. Does anyone want, does not want Lakshmi Kataksha here? No? Everybody wants Lakshmi. Yes, we also want Lakshmi Kataksha. But we want to have Narayana Kataksha. When you have Narayana Kataksha, automatically you get Lakshmi. See, certain, all the people, materialistic people, they just want to get only Lakshmi Kataksha. Yeah, Lakshmi, I will worship you only. Narayana, no. Don't want to. But Lakshmi Devi will not favor that type of situation. Even though it may appear like she is favoring, appear only. It is not happening actually. But Lakshmi Devi is automatically will favor only the person who is always worshipping Lord Narayan. That's why Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Radha Vallabha. So always Lakshmi Devi is there. So this is what Lakshmi Devi, that way she helps the devotees. Yes. She helps the devotees to maintain their devotion, and her mercy is always needed. But we have to have an understanding. Lakshmi belongs to Narayan. That always you have to have an understanding. If you think Lakshmi is for my utilization or my enjoyment, then we are in trouble. So that way Lakshmi has to be utilized in the service of Narayan. Then that will be a very wonderful way of engaging Lakshmi in Narayan's service. That is what we have to do.
Thank you very much for a nice class. I got one comment and one question. One comment is like Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, most confidential knowledge. Anyasam janto maham yo bhakta paste tesham bhityam yo khim bhayam.
Yes.
So Krishna is explaining so nicely with us. He says that he, whatever you have, he will maintain it.
He will protect whatever you don't have, he'll try to carry that.
Yeah, he carries it. And whatever you lack, he gives you.
Yes.
So who can give better reciprocation than him?
Nobody.
Now my question is, why it's so important on the lotus feet? In this verse you see, attain the service of a lotus feet.
Yes.
Why attaining the service of lotus feet is so important?
Yeah, because the service starts on the lotus feet only. Because even when we have darshan of the Lord, we don't immediately, because this is like we have to position ourselves in a situation where we are looking at the deity also. We start from the lotus feet and slowly, because our situation is like that only. Because we are not directly, see, we have to understand what is our qualification to look at the Lord. Because we are thinking, like, sometimes people say, show me God. Even if God comes before you, are you ready to have the eyes to see Him? We don't have. So that's why we develop this mood, because like normally, you know, like looking at the feet of the Lord and then slowly facing that, maybe the next level. That's like Arjuna did. Arjuna did like that only. When Arjuna went for this, when Arjuna and Duryodhana, both of them went. Arjuna was a humble devotee. So he sat at the feet of the Lord. And Duryodhana, he thought, you know, like I am a Raja, like he sat in the, near the head where the Lord is resting. But when Krishna woke up, immediately first he saw Arjuna, because he was the lotus feet. So this is, lotus feet is a, has a lot of understanding, but for our simple understanding is, because our position is a humble position. Right? Lord's feet, Lord's head, there is no difference. He says there is a sloka in Gita Mahatmya. Sarvoparishado gavo dhokda gopala nandan. Because this, everything is coming. Whether Lord is speaking or mercy is from the lotus feet, everything is the same. There is no difference actually. But still the lotus feet puts ourselves in a position. We are a humble servant, serves the Lord. So that is what we always meditate on the lotus feet for. And then slowly we raise our this thing. Yes. Next level, chest level, and then face. Because Krishna's having darshan of the Lord face to face is also good, but we have to develop the mood of seeing Krishna face to face by slowly seeing from the lotus. Any comments? Yes, Hare Krishna.
As Krishna had many incarnations, right?
Yes.
Why do we on regular basis we worship Narasimha Dev and Prahladan but not other incarnations?
We are worshipping.
No, I mean not every day in aarti and all. Why we do Narasimha Dev?
See, it's good. See, this is what this good question. See, this is what, so many things are there. Okay, the Sahasra Nama were there, Vishnu Sahasra Nama there. Okay? Different devotees, accordingly what you do, how you perform devotion service, those things are decided by the spiritual master. Okay. So it's not that you should not worship Varahadev, Vamanadev, other deities you should not worship. You can worship, but we worship also. There are here our devotees, they all have different shaligram. First of all, in your altar, who are all there, if you understand, we worship everyone. We have a Narasimha shaligram. What are the shaligrams we have, Mataji?
Hayagriva,
Purma, good, see? Already they are worshipping, correct. So we are not worshipping. Only thing is we should understand, we should ask, who are they worshipping? Then we will understand. So it's not that we are not only Narasimha party or Krishna party or Rama party, that is that we have everybody. Yeah, they are all Vishnu Tattvas. They are Krishna. Krishna's different incarnations. So they are all equally respectful. We have to give them respect. There's nothing like lower or higher than that. So we worship them, but we should know. So people, different slokas, people recite, there are sahasra namas are there, and there are so many different prayers are there. So if you have time, you can do all of them. If you have time, then you can do. But if you don't have time for all of that, then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But that includes everything. See, this is the thing. Beauty is, you may have, do all the research and everything, find out, but where is the time? People are even Mahamantra only there. Can you make it this 16 is a little bit difficult? Can you make it a little bit less? People are like that. But now you want to, every deity has to be worshipped like that. But we don't have the time and capacity and all. But temple is worship there, and a different prayers are there. But by worshipping Krishna, automatically everybody else also is. It's not that okay. So if I give some favor to him, the other person get offended. Spiritual world is not like that. Everybody is happy. When you worship Krishna, everything is included. So that's. But if you want to do individual deities, then Vamanadev, Varahadev, different prayers, you can do that also. There is nothing wrong there. And there are so many temples like that also. In India, there are so many temples, Varahadev temples there, Vamanadev temples, stuff like that. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. Oh, I was looking for you and you shifted.
Thank you very much for you. I just want to ask you about
about yoga, dhyan yoga.
Yes.
Could you tell me what is dhyan yoga according to
you? Actually, just you have time, another 45 minutes?
I can spend the whole day.
No, just we finish that only. We just finish that, we can start again. No problem. Dhyan, simple. Dhyana yoga, see, there are different yogas. Karma yoga is there, jnana yoga is there, dhyana yoga is there, bhakti yoga. So what we are doing, dhyana is also important, not the big, we are also, but bhakti yoga when you do, automatically other things are included in there.
But I think dhyana yoga, if you do, automatically everything will come.
But you think like that. Yeah, but Shastra does not think like that. That's why we have to understand, Shastra says, when you perform bhakti, automatically, see dhyana, what is your definition of dhyana, what are you meditating on?
Dhyana, just to go to solitude, I mean to say that just to the center place,
yes,
and sit on the
Kusha grass,
yeah, Kushana asana,
yes,
and then
tip of the nose, you have to meditate.
Either tip of the nose or that is the beginning of tip.
Okay,
of
then
the
what
nose.
Is the purpose of your dhyana?
The purpose of dhyana is to cleansing the body.
Okay, then after that, okay.
Just please, let me finish.
Yes.
Because when you do dhyana,
yeah,
then after that, you can focus on one thing.
Yes.
Because if you are enchanted, like I have seen a lot of people enchanting here, and I see I saw a lady outside, she was enchanting, and on the meantime, she was reading on the notice board. So for me, if you are enchanting, and if you are reading, these are two different things because something is distracting. But when you do yoga, I mean to say that like Swami Vivekananda, all these things, all these person, Kabira, when you are meditating on one thing, even when you are walking, then you are, because when we walk, even then there are some thoughts are going on in our mind. So where we are, like I'm sitting here, a lot of people are sitting here, just sitting here. They are just sitting here. They are just like, I don't mean to hurt them, but they are just like dummy. Everyone can realize this thing. They are listening to you, but their mind is somewhere else. So dhyana yoga will focus you to stay where you are. Like if I'm listening to you at a time, I'm listening to you. That is the thing which will add up your memory. And but for me, now if I go to dhyana yoga and when I started with my breathing, first of all, I concentrated on my breathing. And
can you? Thanks for that. But what I'm saying is, if you have to keep it brief, I'll answer your question. Yes, dhyana yoga you are going, okay, and you get some benefit of that, correct? That's what, okay. But what we are trying to do is also, see, like you might have seen somebody reading the notice, but what you fail to understand is when they are reading something, they may not be chanting, okay? You understand that. It's not that chanting is not a mechanical activity. It's not a mechanical activity. If you think dhyana yoga is benefit for you are most welcome to do. But what after that, what is your ultimate aim is you cleanse the body and you have to cleanse the soul also. This is like, there is a next level there. See, we also, Ashtanga yoga is there. See, just because we are doing bhakti yoga does not mean that we don't know those things. Ashtanga yoga means, starts with yama, niyama, asana, dhyana, parayana. All these things are, 8 agas are there. So this Ashtanga yoga, the final thing is called samadhi, where you have to be in complete trance. Okay, the complete trance, whether you achieve through dhyana yoga or the hatha yoga, whatever way, but the same trance you can achieve through bhakti yoga. That is what we are trying to say is, here we are trying to talk about not process only one or two persons. The process which is acceptable for everyone. Easy process, anybody can see, you can go to a secluded place, but he can't go to a secluded place. He does not have the facility to go to a secluded place. So that is why the whole class is all about, Mother Devahuti is asking, what is the easiest and what is the best process I can do? Because she wants an easy process. She is in this, like she is asking for the citizens of Kali Yuga. Maybe one or two fortunate people will be able to go to the secluded place. You can go to a secluded place and you have the privilege of following that. We are not denying that. By all means, do that. But understand, what we are doing is a process for everyone. Everyone has to follow. I can't go to a secluded place. I have a family. I have my situation. How can I go to a secluded place? I can't go to a secluded place where I don't have the time. I have to maintain the family. I have to go to work. So that is the process. So what we are trying to do is the process which is easy and which is more applicable, and still you get the benefit actually. It's not the same benefit. That's why a person who performs bhakti, in the 8th chapter, last sloka of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you get the benefit of jnana, dhyana, yoga, everything you get, and still you go back to the the final destination. That is what we are following Bhakti Yoga. Not that we don't know, that we know Dhyana Yoga, we know Karma Yoga, we know Hatha Yoga, we know all the yoga. But what we are talking here is the process which is for everyone has to follow. It's not like one person. See, here also, we also have Dhyana. Don't think we have in our crossways, we have some meditation programs are there. We do that also. But what happens is only a limited type of people have the time and the luxury of taking time off like that. Not many people are not able to do that. So that's my answer. It's like Bhakti Yoga encompasses everything. It has everything into that.
Just one thing, I'm not criticizing.
No, you never thought you are criticizing. You are telling your observation, you are saying, and we are also taking it seriously. Yes, and what, but one thing we have to understand, when somebody reads the new notice board, but what you are thinking is like they are not chanting. They pause. Actually, what the devotee is that sometimes ideally they should not do, but the problem is that we are here, somebody asking a question, okay, then they, oh yeah. So they just pause, they don't chant, and then they whatever the query or whatever they answer, and then they continue. That is the proper etiquette of doing that. So to answer that question, so devotees normally, if you come on morning 5 o'clock, if you are in a different time, if you come morning 5 o'clock in the japa period, you will see, oh, here the people are what? The people are like robots or something. They will not talk to each other. They will be chanting, they will be meditating. That time is also there in here. Here also the dhyana time is there. But now this is at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, we are discussing Bhagavatam. But if you come at 5 o'clock in the morning, completely the hall will be full with the devotees chanting fully without any kind of hope. You won't even, the other person, you may be my friend, you may not be talking to me actually. That type of thing also possible. We do that. We sometime only, but not all the time. We may not be able to go out to a forest or secluded place. That is not practical. Hare Krishna.
Yes. I just wanted to add to what you mentioned. This Dhyana Yoga, like, it's a kind of dry process. It's probably not for everyone.
Actually, Dhyana Yoga is also like, it's one of the processes. Like, instead of, so either is one of the processes. But here, Bhakti Yoga is like, let's say, Susukam Kartum Abhiyam, we discussed that. That process is also, you see, other yogas, not like, they have, this Bhakti Yoga attracts Krishna. So that is why the Bhakti is very, very, Krishna Akarshani, it Akarshana, it does attract Krishna. So that is why it is more powerful. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. I think it's going a little bit beyond time. But thank you. Thanks special. Thank you very much for the special question. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.